Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
I'm delighted to introduce two very special guests here in the studio this afternoon. I've got Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah, from Musicians Against Homelessness. And I've also got Carl from the bus shelter. Hi, Carl.
How you doing? Good afternoon.
And we've done quite a few interviews on Vectis Radio in connection with homelessness. And I think we had David in, who'd slept out. He spent a night sleeping outside in Newport to support the bus shelter.
He did really well as well.
Yeah, he did. And it was freezing cold, and he put a video of himself on Facebook. And we also had John Platt, who came in and talked about how he'd found somebody sleeping in the door of a shop and all the steps that he took. But Musicians Against Homelessness is a great project because it links music and homelessness.
Yeah.
And Sarah, how did you first get involved with it?
It all came about, a friend of mine is doing the same kind of job that I'm doing now, but in the Midlands. And I saw him post stuff on Facebook, and I just commented saying, how do we bring this to the Isle of Wight? And within about an hour, I had the job of regional manager for the Isle of Wight.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
So it was that simple.
And that's social media for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you'll be facilitating gigs in various locations on the island?
Yeah, anywhere on the island, whether it's a venue that's already established and already doing live gigs, or it could just be a church hall, or it can be a church, it can be a library, it can be anywhere that has the space to have live music. It could be a cafe, it
that's
could be
brilliant.
A bookshop, it could be anything.
And so far, you've put the details on social media, and I've seen the posts, and you've had loads of people responding.
Yeah, it's been brilliant, yeah.
And crisis, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, why haven't we got a crisis on the Isle of Wight? Is there any specific reason, or is it just because they've never seen the need, or...?
I think there's been talk, a lot of the bigger mental health charities as well. I think there's been talk over the years, but it just never... It never really transpires, and I think that's what... You know, that's the thing that drove the bus shelter being opened here, was that there is we're kind of forgotten about. We're on the tip of the south coast, I think, a little bit.
People do assume that we're quite, you know, that we're wealthy southerners, don't they? I think on the Isle of Wight.
Well, I think it's how homelessness occurs on the Isle of Wight. It's not like in cities where people sleep in doorways. It's very, you know, it's very, you can see it. Here on the island, people tend to, you know, camp in grassland and places like that. So it's not evident, you know.
No,
when I came on this project, it was only through being on the project that I realised how big the problem is. Otherwise, you could be forgiven for thinking, well, it's not that bad.
Okay. Right, we'll have a bit more music and then we'll talk a little bit about the bus shelter and what that does here on the island. That's a track from the 70s by Captain and Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together. And we're here in the studio talking all about the Musicians Against Homelessness project, which is set to take place later on this year. And Carl, you've come to also talk about the bus shelter, because will the proceeds from the project go to the bus shelter completely? Is that how it works?
Yeah, straight to the bus shelter, yeah.
Fantastic. And so for anybody that doesn't know about the bus shelter, tell us a little bit more about it and how you got involved.
Well, the bus shelter was established in November 2016, and it was after Downside temporary night shelter closed. And the originator of the project, Kevin Newton, he knew there were 15 people at the time that had nowhere to go. So he set out adopting an idea from an Australian project, which is called the Sleep Bus. And he set about converting a double-decker bus. And the project has now spread across the UK. It's almost on a daily basis that I'm speaking to people in you know, places like Bristol, down in the West Country, where they all seem to be adopting it. You know, it is a mobile bus, but that's not really what it's about.
No.
It's a cost-effective means to provide housing to people in need. And housing, you know, homelessness is such a complex subject. It's not simply people who've lost their house.
No.
There's so many reasons
behind
it.
There's always a story, isn't there?
There's so many, from mental health to relationship breakdowns. We've recently put a post on our Facebook, which kind of showed a pie picture of how really this all happens. And I think the public sort of think it's really down to very simple things, but it's not.
No.
And they also associate probably homelessness with drinking and drugs, which, yes, there is a lot of that, but it's distinguishing what is a consequence.
Yeah, it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation.
Yeah. And it's breaking that cycle, and that's really what our project tries to do. It tries to enable people to break out that cycle that they're in.
And how many homeless people do you think there are on the Isle of Wight at the moment?
Well, our organisation personally, I think the last figure was around 37 that had been in contact with us. But, you know, I discuss this with other organisations. There are an awful lot of people that don't want to make contact. I regularly get rung by members of the public concerned about people who are sleeping in areas, and I go to visit and they disappeared.
They don't want to engage with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working quite closely with lots of other charities, and I'd really like to see a universal way of collating, you know, who's coming to which charity. And this sort of comes to cooperative working. And I think the island can really benefit from that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right, we'll have a break for some more music and a word from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Vectors Radio 104.6. For the people, by the people.
Let's Take That and Everything Changes. We're talking all about Musicians Against Homelessness, which is set to take place in September and October this year, which is a national event. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit more about where you're up to with it at the moment, because you only... Was it Monday when you first... it was only earlier this week that you first started talking.
Yeah, it launched on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And within a few moments of launching, we started getting emails and messages from people wanting to put on gigs and people wanting to perform at gigs. We've got Strings. Ian from Strings is thankfully a really big supporter, and he wants to put on at least two nights.
Excellent.
So I'm hoping we're having two nights. He's just trying to find bands now. I've had people that from all different walks of life. I've had a lady who's in an operatic group. I've had singer-songwriters. I've had bands that all want to get involved. I've even had people with chapels that want to put on a gig in their chapel.
Brilliant. You know,
so it's open to everyone. It's not, even if you're just think, oh, I'd quite like to put on a gig. You know, we're here to help people to put on those gigs.
Excellent.
If they don't know where to start, then just contact us.
And there's a Facebook page as well.
There is, yeah.
And I like the logo, and because I know you're into your design, but the logo looks really good, doesn't it? It looks like a cardboard box.
Yes, yeah.
I like
there's,
that.
There's hats and things as well. Yeah, that's the national branding. Yeah.
And how can people help then? What do you need at the moment? Is there anything that you need sort of urgently, or is it a case of kind of facilitating things and planning it out over time?
Yeah, it's because we've got a while to go yet, but it is obviously these things have to start, the ball has to start rolling now, because places get booked up, bands get booked up. Really anything. Again, we've got quite a lot of performers that are contacting us, but if there's any more people out there that have venues or would like to put on something as well, that's going to be really helpful.
Brilliant.
And it's a case of matching up. So if they've got a venue but they haven't got any bands, I might have some bands that have contacted me, so we can match those up.
That's brilliant, because we've got a lot of musical and creative talent on the island, haven't we? And we've got lots of potentially great venues as well.
Yeah, I mean, Platform One, that's there on my list. So, we've got a whole music college on the island.
Excellent. Right, we'll have a bit more music. This is a local island artist called Max Cowley, and it's a track called Wanting More.
Vectis Radio. 104.6. The heart of the island's community.
We like a bit of 70s music now and again on Vectis Radio, and that's an old favourite called Substitute by Clout. And it's now 13 minutes to three, and we've been talking a lot about Musicians Against Homelessness, which is a project which is going to be on the island in September and October. And Sarah, how did it all get started? Where did the idea come from originally?
It came from the founder, Emma, and she'd been working for the Crisis at Christmas for a number of years up where she lives. She's not on the island because it's a national campaign. And she was speaking to a man late one night in the crisis centre, and he decided that there was nothing worth living for anymore, and she managed to talk him round about that there's lots of people who care, and there's lots of people who are there to help. And then she saw a promotional video about Crisis a few months later, and he was in it saying how Crisis had turned his life around.
Fantastic.
And made him a completely different person. And at the same time, she was also trying to get up-and-coming bands, gigs and things in her local area. And she saw a way that maybe the two could merge. She could raise money for Crisis, that was doing such a great job at the time. Well, it still does do at the time. But she could also help get young bands and up-and-coming bands a platform to play. So it just started from there. And then and that was in 2016. It's just gone bigger and bigger and bigger. Last year they launched in Northern Ireland, and then they've come down to the lovely Isle of Wight this year. And because Crisis operate on the island, that's why we've teamed up with the bus shelter.
Fantastic.
I'm really excited about it, really.
Well, I've noticed with things like this, the Isle of Wight seems to do them really, really well. You know, the community on the island get together and support things like this.
It's got a really good, thriving music scene.
Yeah. Yes.
People that come in and out.
Yeah. There's a good musical history on the island.
Yeah, that's true. So September, October is the time when the actual gigs are going to be held. And who have you got involved at the moment? Because I know you've got somebody from James, the band, is that right?
Yeah, nationally, James is a big supporter. They've released their famous Sit Down single with an orchestral background. There's also Alan McGee from Oasis fame. He's the main patron of the whole organisation. Also Irving Welsh, the author, he's a big supporter.
Excellent.
And on the island we've got Rob DeBank, who's obviously, he's a big supporter as well, because now he knows all about it.
What a great name.
And that was a good quote that Rob DeBank said about the Isle of Wight seeming like a sunny holiday destination to many people, but that it has got serious social problems as well. And I think, I remember, I know this isn't going off track a little bit, but years and years ago, my children were at Benbridge Primary School, and I remember a conversation that I had with the head teacher at the time, and he said that Benbridge is an area that people often associate with holiday homes and wealth. But he said to me, you'd be surprised how many children are actually on free school meals. Mm. You know, in other words, poverty and wealth exist side by side on the island.
There is there are some serious social issues here. And I think it's easy to think, like Rob has said, that, you know, it's a sunny isle. It therefore must be quite affluent as well, which is not the case. And I think when you add that to, you know, the perception for people on the mainland that are homeless, they're sort of drawn to the south coast, that then ups the ante.
Yes, that's true.
And that's a great difficult thing for any council in any area. The further south you come, you know, the natural migration of people. But somebody told me last week a story that he said a couple of years ago. he was talking to a lady on the seafront in Ryde, and she was homeless and she had a couple of kids, and he said, why the Isle of Wight? And she said, well, I think she'd come from Birmingham in the inner city, and she said, you know, why would I be in this situation there when I can be...
That's true.
He said it's a sunny day, you know, and that there is that element.
But don't you have to have a two-year connection with the island in order to get
accommodation? Yeah, you do have to have a local connection, and that's the same pretty much across the UK. But it's a difficult one because you will always get natural migration, and while you can understand that there needs to be sort of a break stop on encouraging it, we've also got to deal with it.
And what is it that the bus shelter most needs at the moment, needs most?
Well, at the moment, the bus has been in storage for a number of months because of the difficulty getting a site.
Yeah.
We managed to get a site. We're in a position of doing quite well at the moment. We're trying to... If anyone's got a Portaloo...
A Portaloo?
Portaloos, okay. We're after Portaloos at the moment.
Okay.
We've been trying to talk with various people. But it really, as we move along, we will be putting up on our Facebook things that we need.
So people can follow you on Facebook,
yeah.
The bus shelter Isle of Wight, IOW, yeah. I think,
yeah.
comes into
it's
doesn't
IOW,
it?
IOW, yeah.
Okay. And I'd like you both to come in again, definitely before September or October.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And let us know how things are going, who you've got involved, and obviously the various venues that you've managed to arrange. And Sarah, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way? How can they contact you? Through Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook's probably the best. It's IOW Homeless... IOW Musicians Against Homelessness is our Facebook page.
And there's a hashtag now as well, isn't there? Is it MAH18?
18, that's a national hashtag,
okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, if they can go onto Facebook, then that's the easiest way. And all of the information is on there. And you
Excellent.
Can message me through there, yeah.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed hearing what you have to say. It does sound like a really exciting event and a good way to raise awareness, promote local bands, and
really,
raise
I'm
some
really
money as well
it.
For the bus shelter. Okay, well, it's coming up to 3:06, so we'll have some more music and then we'll have the news on the hour.